forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, lows level off around 64, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 75, tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Dozens of states, including Kansas, are suing Meta Platforms Incorporated for harming young people's health. The lawsuit says that apps like Instagram and Facebook knowingly design features on their apps to addict children to their platforms. The lawsuit is filed in a federal court in California and also claims that Meta routinely collects data on children under the age of 13 without parents' consent, which is a violation of federal law. In addition to the 33 states, nine other attorneys general are filing for their respective states, bringing the total number taking action to 42. Meta said in a statement that they share the Attorney General's commitment to providing a safe, positive experience online and have already introduced over 30 tools to support teens and their families. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Haynesville Public Schools says that there will be increased police presence at campus high school because a student brought a gun to school on Tuesday. The school notified Haynesville police and put the building in a hold mode, meaning students were to stay in their classroom or area and the hallways were cleared. Administrators located the students and the gun was confiscated by the police department. No threats were made towards staff or students and no one was hurt during the incident. The incident is currently under investigation and the district did not say what type of gun the student had or whether it was loaded. In other news, Kansas colleges are waiving their application fees between November 7th and November 9th for Kansas residents. Any Kansas resident, regardless of age or income, can apply for free at any of the state's seven public universities, 19 community colleges, and six technical colleges, along with the 21 private member institutions of the Kansas Independent College Association. This includes first-time freshmen, transfer students, returning students, and applicants seeking a second bachelor's degree. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Great Plains Health held a free osteoporosis screening at their hospital. The event was held due to the high amount of hip fractures and displacements in their community and overall weaker bones. Guests went through a screening process and were able to meet with experts who were trained in different ways to mitigate the worst effects of osteoporosis. Jill Stevenson with Great Plains Health spoke more with KNOP.
We have a lot of hip fractures in our community. People are not being diagnosed with osteoporosis. They're not being treated for osteoporosis. So what we're doing today is we're doing a fracture risk assessment, and then we give you that fracture risk assessment, and then that gives you the recommendations of what you need to do with that.
In other news, Governor Pillen has ordered that all U.S. and Nebraska flags be flown at half staff to honor first responders after David Schwartz, a 42-year-old employee of the Nebraska Department of Transportation, was killed on Highway 34.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Gang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at the early October meeting discussed placement of decorations at the city cemetery after Lynn Stowes had questioned the matter at a previous meeting. Each stone may have only one decoration in the grass in addition to a current war marker. This is one per stone, not per person buried. These, if staked in the ground, must be solid steel, at least 3/8 inch diameter. No wooden or plastic devices allowed. They will be restricted to the side of a stone and may be placed on the family space. Memorial Day decorations are acceptable to be removed by June 10th, and more decorations allowed November through March with no mowing or trimming over the winter. That option was approved 5-3 with Throm, Behrens, and Mikeman voting no. Washington City Council held a special meeting Monday at the Munchkinland Playground to view the site and consider improvements. A recent inspection of the facility built in 2000 revealed a number of concerns, and discussion included whether to repair or replace the structures. An estimate 2 years ago came in at $55,000 and would likely be a shorter-term solution, while a similar new facility could run upwards of $400,000 or more. A playground committee has been designated and is considering alternates for a $100,000 bequest earmarked for the project. They will further discuss additional fundraising prospects, and the Washington City Council will take the matter up at their November meeting. It is hoped that if fundraising is pursued, that process could begin before year end. No decisions were made. Marysville Chamber and Main Street hosted a roundtable Tuesday regarding employee recruitment challenges and addressing employee expectations. Community appeal and prospects were also discussed. Deb Oldie with North Central Regional Planning served as moderator with guest panelists Omar Hinosa from Valley Vet Supply, Candace Wright, Blue Valley Technologies, and Lori Snellings with the Wagon Wheel. Employee retention and recruitment routinely top the list of concerns expressed by local businesses of all sizes in our community. A Holmesville, Nebraska man, 62-year-old Virgil Jansen, who is reported missing Sunday, was found later that morning injured beneath a fallen tree. Authorities tracing a cell phone locate were led to an area northeast of Blue Springs near 80th and Beeline Road. He was apparently clearing trees and was trapped Saturday. Virgil Jansen was flown to a Lincoln Hospital with injuries. 51st Annual Black Squirrel Night is Thursday in downtown Marysville with a trunk or treat beginning at 5. Window guessing with merchants and activities at the Kester House Gardens until 7. Footloose dance performance at 6 between 7th and 8th Streets. And the Youth for Adult Costume Contest hosted by the Pony Express Partnership for Children begins at 6:30. Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia will not have classes Friday as volleyball teams head to the state tournaments. Week 9 football games for these schools, Valley Heights and Hanover, will be played Thursday evening. Hanover at Lakeside kicks off at 6, Valley Heights hosting Whitewater Remington at 7. Again, both those games on Thursday. Helen R. Yera, age 90, of Burchard, passed away October 20th. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 5, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Helen Gira. Maureen Hendricks, age 72 of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away October 11. Massive Christian burial this Friday, October 27. Vigil service at 10, service at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in St. Bridget Cemetery north of Axtell, with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Maureen Hendricks.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon and over the next few days, showers and storms in the forecast as a stationary frontal boundary continues to remain stalled out off to our northwest. Looking to turn breezy and colder then for Friday and into your upcoming weekend as that frontal boundary finally makes some eastward progress. We're back to highs in the lower 50s by the time we get to Friday. And into your upcoming weekend, temperatures struggling to top that 40-degree mark along with some breezy north winds. Even cold enough we could have some snowflakes mixing in Saturday night into early on Sunday. High temperatures by this afternoon, though, still looking to reach up into the 70s. We'll drop back into the lower 60s for tonight with more widespread showers and storms. And scattered showers and storms still with us right into the day on Thursday, but still quite mild in the mid-70s. And again, starting to cool things down by the time we get to Friday, lower 50s there. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, late October 65, record high on this date 89. The average low 40 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening 6:36. Trace of precipitation overnight.
One thing that makes autumn special are its unique aromas. Some reflections on the smells of the season today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 25th, the 298th day of the year. Painter Pablo Picasso was born on this day, and the first consumer microwave oven was introduced in 1955. If there is such a thing as the best season for fragrances, fall may very well get our vote. Decaying leaves, campfire smoke, and seasonal spices all make the season special. But there is also some science that explains why our nose might experience autumn differently. Odor chemicals move more slowly in cool, dry air. Intense summer odors like vehicle exhaust or neglected garbage dumpsters recede into the background, making it easier for our olfactory senses to single out the pleasing ones. So take a deep breath and enjoy the aromas of the season while they're here. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hi, this is Jay Biz. Twin Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities who could really use your help. Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position at our Greenleaf or Beatty locations. We're online at twinvalleyframes.com/jobopenings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialist puts you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
OCZ Paintworks takes time to honor and salute the first responders in all areas. Their selfless service to the greater communities does not go unnoticed. Thank you for all your strength, courage, and dedication. From all your friends at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to proudly salute all area first responders for their part in educating and protecting our community. We do not take your services for granted. Thank you for all that you do from Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Fall City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
4-H for you, for America, 4-H.
A salute. During October, National 4-H Month, from Linda's Insurance Agency, and Equip, Randall Company, and Kuhlman Implement Hardware.
Hi, my name is Trevor Wessel. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project is horse.
My name is Chloe Detke. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This is my 7th year in 4-H. This year, I showed 2 horses, 2 beef, swine, photography, and arts and crafts.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us, all of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, and your food.
You're going to need our determination and our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of National 4-H Week, Marshall County 4-H is seeking new members.
My name is Gwen Baker. I am with Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I have enjoyed several projects over the past 5 years. Goats and photography are definitely the top two.
Hi, my name is Jace Weeders. I'm in the club Wide Awake. I've been in 4-H for 2 years, and my favorite project is Legos.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Linda's Insurance Agency, Dan Equip, Landall Company, and Kuhlman Implement and Hardware.
4-H for you, for America, 4-H.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers fell to the Vikings in an upset victory for the Minnesota team as they moved to 3-4, and the 49ers moved to 5-2 in their second straight loss. The Vikings were led by their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who had 378 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception, and Jordan Addison, the rookie out of USC, had 7 catches for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. The 49ers are on to Cincinnati as they will host the Bengals at home next week, and the Vikings play their NFC North rival, the Green Bay Packers. In the college ranks, K-State is preparing for their matchup against Houston for the very first time as Big 12 opponents. They're scheduled for an 11 a.m. kickoff this Saturday, and KU prepares to host the number 6 Oklahoma Sooners at the booth. Oklahoma currently leads the Big 12 with a 4-0 conference record and 7-0 overall, while Texas's only loss is to Oklahoma, and they are second in the conference. Mid-American Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Chiefs second-year player Justin Ross was arrested Monday in Shawnee and is facing a felony charge of criminal damage of more than a... ...said that they are aware of the arrest, but have not made a comment. The 23-year-old signed with the Chiefs as an undrafted free agent out of Clemson, but did not compete in 2022 due to injuries, and has played in all 7 of the Chiefs' games this year with 3 catches for 34 yards. KU Jayhawks transfer from Michigan, Hunter Dickinson, was named an AP preseason All-American as he enters this year as the 7'2" big man for the number 1 ranked preseason Jayhawks. He averaged 18.5 points and 9 rebounds for Michigan last year. With his confidence blooming, he said this to Myron Metcalf, a reporter. I like people knowing it because I want them to know we're better than them. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY will have live continuing coverage of the state volleyball tournament following Hanover and Valley Heights, respectively, in pool play Friday and those advancing again Saturday. Tune live on FM 95.5. We'll also have football action. Hanover at Lakeside, week 9, kickoff Thursday night at 6 on FM 95.5. Marysville at Heston Friday at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
2023-24 K-State men's basketball single game tickets are on sale now. National Coach of the Year Jerome Tang and your Cats are back in Bramlett starting November 1st.
Jerome Tang, what a job he's done in year one.
Fans are going crazy.
Don't wait. A limited number of tickets remain. Reserve your seat now.
Where would you rather be than Bramlett's Coliseum?
From here on out, expect to win.
Bring on the Cats.
Single game tickets for K-State women's basketball are on sale now.
She got it!
The NCAA single game scoring record holder, Ayoka Lee, in person.
So the ball, 25-footer, bang, there it is.
Look at that shot,
what a
rise of offense.
Oh, that made the bench come up, you stand up.
Cheer on your Cats in Bramlage and secure your ticket today.
Althea wishes the best of luck to the Pawnee City High School scholars as they prepare for their academic events and competitions this week. The students spend many hours studying for core classes and getting ready to take the ACT, SAT, and other college entrance exams. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Add texture and elegance to any garden or border with the North American native prairie drop seed. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardy in zones 3 to 8, this fine textured grass forms a mound of emerald green The plant grows 2 to 4 feet tall and turns a nice orange in fall. The silvery flowers of prairie drop seed appear in late summer and early fall and smell like burnt or buttered popcorn, or some say juicy fruit gum. The dainty flower turns to round seed pods and persists through winter. When covered in ice, they glisten like gems in the garden. Plant them 18 to 24 inches apart to form a border, or plant irregularly throughout a garden to use as a weaver and unify a planting. Grow prairie drop seed in full sun with well-drained soil for best results. This beauty is resistant to deer, drought, black walnut, and air pollution. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Did you ever save a letter that was important to you? This lady did. It was a nice letter from a faraway place, a pen pal from long ago. But then something happened that completely changed the value of that letter, so to speak, to the world. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In late 1939 and early 1940, Miss Bertie Matthews' elementary class in Danville, Iowa, began a pen pal exchange with students in a school in Amsterdam. The first letters had arrived just ahead of the Nazis overrunning many countries in Europe.
Bertie had told the class what had happened. The kids all wondered, when they didn't get any more letters, what was going on.
Janet Hessler in Danville, Iowa says sisters Juanita and Betty Wagner had received letters from two sisters living in Amsterdam, Margot and Anne Frank. When the Allies prevailed several years later, Betty wrote a letter, hoping it might reach someone in the Frank family who could share what had happened in the war years.
Betty wrote Otto again to see about the girls, and Otto wrote back telling her what happened to their family.
Otto Frank was the only member of the immediate family to survive. Betty and Juanita now knew their pen pal sisters had perished at a concentration camp. Several years passed before another chapter of this story unfolded in 1956.
Betty was living in California at the time and heard on the radio about the Diary of Anne Frank. It was a play, and she thought, oh, that's my Anne Frank.
Betty had saved the letters from Anne and her sister. She shared them with a friend who was working to memorialize the lives lost at the hands of the Nazis. They suggested they be offered for sale so they might be shared with a larger audience.
The letters are auctioned off. An unknown benefactor purchased the letters for $160,000 and gave them to the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles.
The small museum here in this Iowa town is the only place with permission to display copies of the letters. This is, after all, where the American portion of the story began. There's one more piece, though, to this story, and it's next time. As we travel the countryside, Danville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction Friday, October 27th, with 450-plus acres in three tracts in Marshall County, selling for the D. Harries Trust. Tract 1 is 157 acres, more or less, in Franklin Township, 136 acres cropland, including 16 CRP, a mile east of the elevator and a half mile south of U.S. 36 on 17th Road. Tract 2 is 160 acres, 127 planted, 8 CRP and the balance in waterways and remnants of a farmstead on 17th Road, 2 miles south of U.S. 36. Tract 3 is 136 acres, more or less, 97 planted with 13 CRP, some creek bottom along Corn Dodger Creek, located 6 miles west of Frankfort to 15th Road, then south 2 miles to Yonder Road. These land is located in a good farming community and should merit serious consideration of anyone wanting an individual unit or add-on acres. For inspections or details, contact Rob Olmsted, Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Rob Olmsted and Tom Olmsted will be the auctioneers. Sale date Friday, October 27th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center.
Halloween wasn't invented by costume shops, candy makers, and little monsters craving a sugar buzz. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned and learn the origins of Halloween as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ghosts and treats are part of our Halloween tradition, which long ago was a seriously scary time of year. Jan Brin is an extension educator at Michigan State University and has researched the origins and legends of Halloween. She says it goes back 2,000 years to the Samhain, which was a Gaelic festival marking the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the darker season.
The Samhain druids believed that the dead played tricks to cause panic and destruction. So they gave food to appease them, and the Celtic farmers believed one day a year, the season of life, met the season of death, when the spirits could rise from the graves and walk among the living. The druid priests would try to foretell the village's survival of winter with bonfires, and they disguised themselves to repel and confuse those spirits.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established this day as All Hallows' Eve, the day before All Saints' Day. Brin says Irish children carved out turnips and lit them to commemorate Jack, an Irish villain who played tricks on the devil. Jack was rejected by both the devil and heaven, wandered the earth, and was warmed by the candle in the turnip.
He pleaded with the devil to help him to find his way, and the devil gave him a live coal to light his way by putting it in one of those turnips that he was eating. So ever since, Jack's been doomed to wander the darkness with his lantern until Judgment Day, and there we get Jack of the Lantern.
In the 1930s, Brin says Halloween pranks became vandalism. Merchants discovered if they gave the hoodlums candy, they wouldn't be so destructive. Learn more about Halloween traditions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, assemblers, fabrication, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises, and promotions. Shift differential, attendance bonus, benefits including paid time off, holidays, incentive bonus, insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice
the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there.
Beatrice Health and Rehab encourages women to have a plan for early detection of breast cancer. It is essential, as one out of eight women will be diagnosed with the disease. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
A rural electric cooperative uses cutting-edge technology. The story today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sustainability is a term used frequently these days in rural America, and it applies to more than just farming and ranching. North Carolina's electric cooperatives are testing sustainable solutions for serving rural customers. Jim Muselik works for NCEC and says a current project involves what's called a microgrid at a hog farm.
Lots of new technology in the energy space is being developed. We wanted to get out in front of that so that we could learn about it and put our co-ops in a position for success, and it was going to inevitably come to their service territories.
Muselik says Tom Butler's hog farm now has a backup power system that uses solar and biogas sources to produce electricity in case of an outage.
We added a battery and a microgrid controller and some communication technology so that we could form a microgrid on his farm and beyond his farm.
Muselik says about 30 houses in the area would also be powered during an outage.
We try to do a little bit more than just provide electricity. We try to bring some energy services and some other ideas to really, at the end of the day, improve the quality of life for folks that live in rural North Carolina.
This is National Co-op Month, and we'll have another co-op-related feature tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support area 4-H members and leaders. 4-H teaches our young people to be dependable and responsible citizens, as well as skills that will help them in the future. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. FNIC Group salutes the local 4-H clubs and leaders for their dedication to the 4-H ideals. Thank you for the education you give to the youth. The community appreciates the hard work put forth in making the future generation successful. From FNIC Group in Beatrice, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we see the ever-changing world of the global trade market, especially when it comes to the agricultural market, how are we becoming more diverse as the United States, and how are we trying to bring some of that production back here on the home front when it comes to creating our own pesticides and being less reliable on countries like China and Russia with the ongoing conflicts? We sat down with Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau to talk about some of these issues and how over the past two administrations, different discussions have seemed to evolve.
Yeah, this is a game of whack-a-mole. It seems like, you know, one issue pops up and we try to address it, and then all of a sudden another one pops up somewhere else. As we look through it, and even what President Trump and his administration tried to accomplish, is we had some issues specific when it came to dairy and the conflict on how our Canadian friends were implementing some trade agreements, most namely NAFTA and now USMCA. We did get that one resolved, and then quickly thereafter there was a wheat issue on how we traded with Canada. But now, today, we sit with a trade conflict, even with the updated USMCA agreement that President Trump was able to negotiate. And the Mexicans, they all of a sudden want to limit the GMO or the biotechnology traits of certain corn that is exported from the United States into Mexico. So yeah, we're hoping that there's kind of an internal group that works through those type of trade agreements and conflicts that arise from them. We're hopeful that process has started and will be official here in the coming weeks, if not the coming months, to try to address it.
He goes on to say there's also been internal investigations from the Federal Bureau of Investigations regarding China taking some of the science of manufacturing corn and taking it back to their country, along with selling it to other nations as well. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Appreciation Night. All educators receive free admission to the match with a school employee ID. Bring the family back out to the Roundhouse the next day on Saturday, November 4th at 2 p.m. for Wichita Eagle Family Day. Receive 4 tickets to the match, 4 hot dogs, 4 popcorns, and 4 drinks for only $32. Purchase your tickets today at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington.
Fine Cattle Company will hold their 2023 Fall Bull Sale Saturday, October 28th at the farm located 1879 Bobcat Lane, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m. Selling will be 22 Angus, Red Angus, Simmental, and Horned Hereford 20-month-old bulls. Athletic, sound structured, with featured genetics, these high-quality bulls will be an addition to your herd. Visit KleinCattleCompany.com for a full sale catalog. A high-quality sale of ready-to-turn-out 20-month-old bulls, with several heifer bulls available at the Klein Cattle Company Fall Bull Sale, Saturday, October 28th, located at the Klein Cattle Company Farm, south of Frankfort, starting at 2 p.m.
An insurance policy is a safety net for your farm. Natural disasters are on the rise, so know what's covered in your policies. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a bolder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Hurricanes, flooding, and drought seem to be increasing in frequency and severity. The American Farm Bureau estimates 2020 natural disasters created $6.5 billion in rangeland and crop losses alone. The full extent of damages is far higher when livestock, infrastructure, and other ag-related factors are considered. Out-of-control weather events are raising the risks for agriculture, so it's imperative that you know what's covered in your insurance policies. For example, some may cover fire damage to crops only if the fire was due to natural circumstances versus a spreading flame from a rogue campfire. Patrick Williams is a client executive with Highland. He says to have a conversation at least once per year with your insurance agent so there are no surprises.
Going through and making sure that you understand how the coverages do apply, when they apply, and if there's any sort of deductible that would apply at the time of the loss. To make sure, again, there's no surprises. I mean, the last thing we want to have happen is a client contact us with a claim or a potential claim and us to come back to them and say it's not a covered cause of loss or it's not a covered loss.
He says your insurance carrier can help you with loss control measures.
Every time a policy comes up for renewal, you know, you typically have a carrier that will go through and do their loss control visit on site and give recommendations to help the insured make some changes to their facilities that will help prevent possible losses down the road.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about weather disasters and insurance at agriculture.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford? Lately.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. Pretty steady across the board right now for the grains and the livestock. Grain a little bit lower, livestock a little bit higher. Just not a lot of movement and volatility right now. December corn is still down 2.25 cents, sitting at 481 3/4. March corn down by 1.25 to 496 3/4 cents. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's in the red 12 cents right now, sitting at 651 even a bushel. March KC wheat down 10.5 cents at 661 1/4. In the meal market, December's in the red, $3.50 right now at $4.30 and 70 cents. January's down $4.40 at $4.18 and 40 cents, and some slight green on the board for the oil, with December up 98 cents to 52.30. January's up 88 cents at 51 and 53 cents. Canola market slightly higher here, with November up $1.10 to 6.78 and 60 cents. And the cotton market for December is in the green by $1 right now at 83.93. March cotton up 92 cents. At 85 and 60 cents. So it's just kind of mixed all over the board right now. Looking at your currencies, U.S. dollar index for December is up 21 cents at 106.29. March index down by a penny at 105.67. We have the euro sitting at 105 and the British pound at 121 Right now, 30-year bonds for December down just over a point at 108.12, and the 10-year notes right now are in the red slightly at 105.22. Stock markets are mostly red right now, with the Dow Jones dipping back down below that, sitting 107 in the red to 33,033. S&P's down 61 points at 41.85, and the Nasdaq's down 312 at 12,827. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have...
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Kansas State University has hosted a Swine Day for many years and continues this year on November 16th. K-State Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi shares information about this event's program schedule and who the event can benefit.
We get started at 9:15 with some general welcomes and introductions, and to learn a little bit more about our department. Dr. Mike Day, our department head, will kick things off. Then for the rest of the morning, as well as in the early afternoon portion, both swine faculty and graduate students present the information that was generated this last year to help the industry and producers improve their operations and their bottom line. So we will rotate every 15 minutes with different topics to provide all that type of information throughout those given sessions. And then we also have some feed safety work, really dealing with mitigation of potential viruses or bacteria in feed. And then there's a whole lot of in between. We have over 40 research reports this year. And so what our goal with those research reports is to break it down to layman's terms for our producers in the industry of how to use all that information that was generated over this last year. Those swine producers that have been in the industry, both whether that's a long time or whether they're just getting in, there's information for all those crowds.
DeRushi discusses how the day will conclude and the networking opportunities that will take place.
So Wayne Cast will be our last speaker. In approximately 3:30, the program wraps up for the day. And then we always have our K-State tailgate, which features Call Hall ice cream and also just gives people time to discuss anything from the day and have that fellowship at that point with producers, students, and in the industry in general.
K-State Swine Day is held on K-State's Manhattan campus, and he explains where participants can find the event.
It's held on our K-State campus at the KSU Alumni Center. So right on campus, we host that. And so it's a great environment to have people in. Many of our alumni love to come to that facility and really enjoy coming back on campus. It's conveniently located there on the corner of campus and with parking. So it's very easy to get to. And for anybody that registers, all that information will be provided in terms of location and logistics in that area.
That was Kansas State University Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi on the Swine Day event held by K-State. The event is taking place on November 16th at the K-State Alumni Center. Registration is needed for this event. Early registration of $25 ends November 8th. All registration after that will be $50. For more information or to register, go to www.ksuswine.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.